Okay, you're ruining it.
Whatever. I won't ruin it. It's awesome.
It's like, I might not be able to sing, but I can dance.
It's like Dance Party USA up in here.
DDR.
I don't know what that is.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Ah, okay. No, I don't know what that is. So what's up, guys? Law and Disorder coming at you from the local game store. And as you can see, we have games in full effect.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something going on here at the local game store in Richardson, Texas. A little bit of card games, a little bit of video games, a little bit of snackies.
Snacks.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
So, first of all, let's thank the sponsors, obviously, at the local game store.
Yes.
Dish Young Ideas for all of your Dish Network needs. KenyaLendAHand.org, helping out young children and women in need in Kenya. East Texas Championship Wrestling, Ace Remodeling, and that's it. So, what are we talking, Miss Kate?
We are going to be asking each other, would you rather questions?
Oh, would you rather? The nice little game that we like to usually do only with guests. So I'm kind of excited because we're the guests.
You're my guest.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Something about dressing your best.
I don't think that's in there.
I don't know how the song goes.
Yeah, you put your service to the test. Come on.
You're not on the list of guests.
You're not VIP. All right, so I found a list of some pretty fun ones. So these questions can be fun, they can be gross, they can be scary. So
they can be everything.
I'll try to mix it up, keep it fun.
Okay, what do we got?
So, question number one. Would you rather all your teeth fall out or all your hair fall out?
Ooh. You know what? You can buy either. You can buy dentures. You can buy hair. But to me, the one that looks more fake is the hair.
It does.
So, you know, because like dentures, now you can even get the ones that are like implanted, like they're like screwed in, almost like regular teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I think I would rather have my hair to lose. I think I would rather lose my teeth than my hair.
See, I don't know. Because I got all this hair that I love so much, and to just lose it all would be like losing a piece of myself.
So would your teeth? Losing your teeth is a piece of yourself.
I'd rather lose my teeth. I'd rather lose my teeth and get fake ones.
You eat 3 times a day. You need teeth.
Yeah, but my hair keeps my head warm.
That's true. Your teeth keep you alive.
My teeth keep me alive?
Because you eat.
I can live off smoothies. It's fine.
It's true.
You can eat with dentures.
You just can't eat everything unless you have that cool stuff that they have on the commercials, the Poly Grip or Poly Dent.
You mean the stuff they sell at the drugstore?
Like, you can't eat, like, ribs. Like, you can't eat, like, chicken wings. There's, like, certain things you can't eat with dentures because you may yank it out.
Oh. Well, I would just cut it and then eat it, you know? You just can't bite into it.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
I got you. Okay, I got one. Would you rather have 4 feet or 4 hands?
4 hands.
So you like Goro from Mortal Kombat?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my god.
You gotta stop referencing stuff knowing I will not know what it is.
In Mortal Kombat, like the second to the last
bad guy.
Is that
a movie?
The video game.
I've never played Mortal Kombat.
What? Good lord. In Mortal Kombat, the second to the last bad guy was Goro. And Goro had, he was like this big massive dude, and he had 4 arms. He had 2 up here, and he had 2 down here. And he's like, and he could grab you with the bottom ones and like pound you with the top ones. No? Doesn't ring a bell at all.
No. But I just want 4 hands because it's like, oh man, I could like brush my teeth and comb my hair and put moisturizer on all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how productive I would be at work if I had 4 hands?
You know, I think I would go one step further. I think instead of having 4 hands or 4 legs, 4 arms or 4 legs, I think I would rather have 2 heads.
No, I don't. I don't want 2 heads.
Do you know how productive you could be if you had 2 heads?
But what if you're not in control of the other head?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Because there's another brain in that head, and what if it had its own thoughts and its own feelings? And then you guys have one body, and you're trying to control the body at the same time.
It's like being, what are those people? The Siamese twins?
Conjoined twins.
That's what it would be like. Oh, no. I didn't think about that.
You don't want to do that.
No, I don't, because then, like, I can't unsee what the other one's doing. Like, yeah. If I'm the other head, like, if me and you are shared, I can't, like, unsee whenever you, like, mm-hmm. have to go number two or something.
Well, it'd be both of your number twos.
I know, but I can't unsee it. Like, it might be your number two because it's your brain, not mine.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So.
You're happy I shot that down that mm-hmm. fast.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Would you rather read the book or watch the movie?
Depends on the book and depends on the movie. There have been a few movies out there that have far exceeded the book, I think. And then there have been some books that you're like, oh, man, they screwed it up by making a movie. So, like, The Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm.
I thought The Da Vinci Code was an excellent book. I wasn't as pleased with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park. I think the movie was pretty good. I think there was a couple of things that they probably could have done differently. And those are probably the only two good examples. I mean, how many movie adaptations have you actually, like, seen? Well, or you've read the book?
Most movies are based off books.
Not all of them, but I'm saying how many...
I would say most of them.
But how many movies do you really watch that are based on books where you actually read the book?
A lot.
Really?
Harry Potter.
Okay, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, did you see Twilight? Did you read Twilight?
Yes.
Okay, this is a perfect example. I read Twilight before I saw any of the movies. No, I think I had seen the first one, but I hadn't seen the rest of them. And I read the last book. And in the book, like, they're in that little standoff at the end, like, with all the vampires and the wolves and then the other vampires. I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to drag 100 pages into a, like, because it was like 100 pages where they're just in this field playing mind games.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to make that how are you going to adapt it into a movie? So I think in that scenario, the movie was better in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because seriously, it drug on for like 80 or 100 pages.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
No.
Yeah, there's like a lot of back and forth going on. Like, everything's like, Bella uses her brain. And then that girl played by Dakota Fanning uses her brain. And then countered by Bella's brain. This is stupid. And I was like, how are you going to make this into a movie? You condense 100 pages into like 5 minutes of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I read the Divergent series, and then I watched the movies, and the books were better than the movies. I will say that.
You know, they didn't even make the other one. Isn't there like one left?
No, they made, well, there's like a spin-off book, but
I thought there was one more left. I thought there was one more that mm-hmm. they didn't make, that like they couldn't come to terms to make it or something.
No.
You know, I do hate that about films. It's like if some films get set up for a sequel and then it never happens.
Because of contract issues or budget issues or, yeah, stupid stuff.
And then you're just like, oh, I'm never going to get to see what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like Justice League ended with, like, Lex Luthor getting out of prison and we're getting ready for the Injustice League and we're never going to see it. Amazing Spider-Man 2, Sinister Six at the end, never going to see it. Just a lot of things. Like, we're never going to see. It's just gone forever.
All right, your turn.
Would you rather work in a great-paying job that you hate or in a minimum-wage-paying job that you love?
Great-paying job that I hate.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Until I had enough money and could switch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had the minimum-wage job that didn't pay that well, would you ever switch? Like, do you think you'd ever chase the money? Like, if you didn't know about the money, if you were just, like, happy living, like, getting paid whatever, $10 an hour and you survived, like, do you think that you would, like, want to see what was on the other side?
Well, if I was making minimum wage, I'd be making, like, $7 an hour.
I'm just saying, like, if you were making enough money and you were surviving and you didn't really know
anybody. I guess
any better,
if I was happy with what I had, yeah, like, if I didn't want a nicer car or didn't want a nicer place to live or didn't want nicer things and was cool with what I had and didn't, or the crappier versions of that I had to buy, sure. But I mean, I always try to strive to something better, and I'm not saying I spoil myself. I don't want to come off as that kind of person, but like, I upgraded to a new car last year.
Yeah, but that's because the other one was like ready to be.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was ready to go.
No. I saved up money. I had that car for 6 or 7 years.
I could have swore you had it.
It was like
12.
It was a 12-year-old car.
Okay.
And it was time for me to upgrade. I worked really hard, saved money, and I wanted to upgrade. And then I gave that car to my brother.
But you don't think that if you had had a cheaper paying job and you had scraped the money together over 6 years, that you couldn't have got the same car?
It would have taken me so much longer.
Taking you 7 years, 8 years.
It would have taken me so much longer. And I'm sorry if I want to treat myself once in a while or maybe like go on vacation once a year. If I have a minimum wage job, I would have to work overtime all the time just to save up money to take the same vacation, but it would take me even longer, and then I would have no life. Like, if you had to work, let's say full-time is what, 40 hours? If you had to work 60 hours a week and you were only home to literally sleep for 6 or 7 hours a night, and then you're literally working the rest of the day, you'd have no life. Like, when would you enjoy life?
Well,
you would just have to enjoy it at your job, I guess.
I guess some of that being said, I mean, I work a job that pays pretty decent, pretty well. But, yeah, I work 10, 12-ish hours. And, yeah, there are some days when I miss a lot of life.
Yeah.
And I do think about, I do have those thoughts. It's like, man, what am I doing here? Like, what am I, what am I missing out on? I got here and the sun's up. I come home, like, I got home and it's dark. Like, I missed soccer practice. I missed, you know, swimming in the pool with the kid. I missed dinner. Like, yeah, I got home to dinner, but my dinner's, like, boxed up. Here's your leftovers. So, I don't know. Some of that being said, like, I don't know. I would really consider a job that I really love. Like this, I love it. If somebody said, hey, I'd pay you minimum wage for the rest of your life to do this, I might just do it. I'd go work another job on the side, but I'd probably do this for minimum wage. Shout out to anybody looking to hire a podcaster for minimum wage. I'm hireable. I can pass a reading and sometimes writing test. Maybe.
All right. Let's do another one. Let's see. Ooh, would you rather wear sweatpants for the rest of your life or never be able to wear them ever again?
I would want to wear them for the rest of my life.
I would wear sweatpants for the rest of my life.
Because, you know, they make sweatpants
that look nice.
They make sweatpants that look like slacks.
Mm-hmm.
They make sweatpants that look like denim. I'm pretty sure I could find, like, some tuxedo sweatpants.
Probably.
Like, for, like, my wedding day, you know? I can have, like, some cool, like, with the cuff and, like, the crease in the middle, you know? And get some pleated ones.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about being comfortable. It's all, I love being comfortable. I'd wear sweatpants all the time if I could. Or yoga pants. Or anything that's just, like, cotton or stretchy and soft.
Okay, I want to interject here. So do they have to be the actual sweatpants?
It does not specify.
So well,
I'm anything, I guess, that's cotton material.
Okay, the only reason I ask is because if I have to wear, like, sweatpants 24/7 in the summer, I would not do it. Like, if it's the whole pant.
I mean, you could, like, cut them at the knee or something.
I just didn't know if I had to be, like, the sweatpant. And then here's the other thing, too, that makes me think it's not a good idea. Sweatpants hold a lot of heat in. A lot of heat. If you're wearing sweatpants, even if they're the cutoff short ones, and it's 110 degrees, you're going to, like, there's a reason why they've created other materials to work out in. Because, like, sweatpants will, like, rub you raw. Like, you'll be chafing, and, like,
ew.
You can't run a marathon in sweatpants.
Sergio chafes, you guys.
You would chafe if you had to wear sweatpants every
day. I've
never
chafed before.
If you had to wear sweatpants every day, you
maybe.
Would. You know?
If I got sweaty.
You sweat.
Not so much that I chafe unless I'm like actively working out.
Now, okay. Because sometimes you work out at work and then you don't shower and then you go back to work.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that if you wore sweatpants. That stuff's like if you're wearing sweatpants to work out in and then you're changing into another pair of sweatpants, I don't think that's going to work. I think you're
Sergio, we all sweat differently.
I'm thinking of me. If I had to wear sweatpants to work, and then I go work out, and even if I do change, like, I just don't think that works.
I'd be fine.
I take 3 showers a day. I'd probably have to take, like, 6.
I'd be fine. Sergio wouldn't.
I'd have to use, like, gallons of lotion a week to keep myself moisturized.
Ew. Ew. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ask the last question.
Okay. Would you rather be able to tell what everyone is thinking or see everyone's future?
That's a tough one.
That is, isn't it? Yeah.
That is a tough one. I'm going to say tell what everyone is thinking.
So like Mel Gibson and what Women Want?
Yeah.
To where you can hear what everybody's thinking, even if their thoughts like about you?
Yeah, like I know you're probably thinking something about me right now, but it'll let me know who you truly are and what you really think of me and if we should really be friends.
You know, that's kind of manipulative. Because then you're going to know everything I'm thinking.
I'll know what to get you for your birthday. You know, I'll know if you're not feeling too well. I'll know if you're in a bad mood. And then I have to blackmail you with.
Are you going to be able to, my question is, are you going to be able to know even if I'm not here? Like, are you connected to me to where you can like hear my thoughts?
How did it work in the movie? Like they were there and by him?
Yeah, in the movie, like they were just like.
You probably got to be in the same room. Okay. Let's say you'd be in the same room.
Now, so like if you're, let's say you're here at the game store. Mm-hmm. So you've got. You know, all these tables, all these people. Let's say it's a full day. Mm-hmm. That's not going to, like, rattle your brain to be able to hear all these different thoughts?
I'm hoping I have the ability to, like, tune it.
Filter it?
Like, turn the knob and, like, hear that guy, then hear that guy.
Are you going to hear
that guy? And hear that person.
Like, all you're going to hear is, like, these little thoughts in your head all day. Now, here's the other thing. So, if you had to know their future, wouldn't that freak you out?
Yes.
Because aren't you going to spend all day feeling like you're somebody's mom? Because you're like, oh, he's gonna choke on this biscuit at lunch. I got to go help him. Oh, she's going to stump her toe if she goes this way.
Yeah, and that sucks because it's like, who am I to play God? Like, I can't – there's a reason we can't control time. And I've seen the butterfly effect. And so I don't want to see someone, you know, get in a tragic accident, let's say, that day, save them from getting in that tragic accident just to cause something even more catastrophic.
Now, and after. I do think that with that part where you can see their future, I bet the loophole is that you can see it at all times. You probably don't have to be in the same vicinity as them. So that would freak you out because you're going to be, like, on vacation and you're going to see – like your best friend like getting into an accident. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything about it.
Nope.
That would drive you crazy.
Yep.
Well, which one would drive you more crazy?
That one, knowing the future.
You think?
Yep.
And you're gonna
or know- if like I knew the future, yeah, like if I knew the future and I could not stop it even if I wanted to.
I didn't think about that.
You know, like, yeah, you see your friend get killed from something and you're on the other side of the country. You have no way of reaching them or contacting them or getting there in time. What are you supposed to do? Like, you know what's coming.
You're like,
and then you feel guilty because you can't stop it. Like, I would live that guilt forever.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, Sam's going to die on Christmas. And they're like, well, it's fine, but it's February. It's like, oh, sorry. Like, how far in the future can I see?
It doesn't specify.
You know? You, like, tell your sister, you're going to have a girl. It's like, when? It's like 2029. Okay, I still have time.
Okay, you know? I'm good.
Just got to watch my back around 2028. Yeah, you know? I don't know. Like, I don't know which. I don't think I want either. I don't. Can I not have either?
No, you know, it's the rules. You got to pick one. I picked one. It was hard, and I did it. So, your turn.
I mean, I don't like people that much. Like, I don't like people when they have a lot of noise, a lot of jibber-jabbering. It really agitates me. So, I think if I heard a bunch of just noise all day, that would drive me crazy. Like, I could probably survive, but I would have to work and... by myself. Mm-hmm. Be work from home, you know? Then it's just me and the dogs. I'm just thinking about the dog, what the dogs are thinking all day. But I don't know if I'd want to know the future. That's dangerous.
Dude, you got to pick one. Hurry up.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to.
It sounds like you're leaning towards the future because you don't want to deal with people.
I don't want to deal with either. I'll just not work around people.
Okay. So you're going to pick the future.
I'm not going to pick the future. I'm going to pick the one where I can hear people's thoughts, but I'm just not going to be around people.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
That's all I can
do. Work from home.
Mm-hmm. Work from home.
Have everything delivered to your house.
No, then I got to think about the delivery guy.
He'll drop it off. You don't have to open the door till he's gone.
You know? Mm-mm. Then I got to go to the gym at like 2 in the morning when nobody's there.
Work out at home.
I got to go to the movies at like 10 a.m. with the old people.
Yep.
I got to go to lunch with the old people. Man, I got to, like, I got to change my whole schedule. I got to make my schedule into that of, like, a 65-year-old nocturnal man.
Have dinner at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I do like this life.
That sounds pretty nice.
And I'll be able
to
wear sweatpants. Yes. I think I like it.
You will have hair and you'll have dentures.
Yes. Sweatpants. Okay, I like that. So, I think that sums up Would You Rather very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Would You Rather, sponsored by the local game store, obviously here in Richardson, Texas, East Texas Championship Wrestling, mm-hmm. Young Ideas Dish Network, CanyonLendAHand.org, Acer Modeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all of us, right?
Pretty sure.
So, on behalf of myself and Ms. Kate here,
hey.
We're Law and Disorder. We'll holler at you guys next time.
Peace.
Later.